Yesterday, we had an opportunity from last night right through today until sunset to work on the whole aspect and attribute of Teferet Sheba Chesed, the harmony in love and loving kindness. And that was about learning how to love anyway, not to get respect, not to get affirmation, not to get anything, just loving. Today, we're moving from that into the new kind of energy that happens after 6:30 this evening, is Netzach Sheba Chesed, which is the endurance in loving kindness. Now, this is different, but it of course brings every aspect of the previous three attributes into it. So it'll bring in the loving kindness, in loving kindness, and the discipline in loving kindness, and the harmony, and it brings it together so that we can be enduring in it. So if you've learned how to temper and work with your love, and you've looked at how you do that, to be enduring in your loving kindness, we have to ask if you can love without breaking that love. Can you love consistently? Can you love without asking permission? Can you love when you're in a bad mood? Do you withhold your love when you're in a bad mood? When people let you down, do you not offer them that love? We are talking about the kind of love that withstands disappointment, that withstands hurt, that withstands anything that can hold you back, or we would use to justify holding back. Well, I'm not speaking to you now because you hurt me. Well, I don't want to do that for you because you've let me down. Well, you said you would and you didn't, so you know what, leave me alone. But this is about being able to love anyway and being able to show that love and not loving mood related. Like a lot of people struggle with this. When they're in a bad mood, they just can't be giving with their love. And the people who are closest to them, who yearn for it, who need that connection, don't get, oh, well, she's in a bad mood, just stay away from her. But the essence of this attribute that needs refinement is about the constancy of our ability to love, that we can love and people know we love them, even if we're having a bad day, even if things are hard, even if things are going south, we can still love, and we can love with a constancy and a generosity of spirit that people can have that experience of us. So to look at this and to work on it, to sum it up for people who are going to use this energy in the next 25 hours as it goes through, the things to look at is how willing you are to work in your relationships, how willing you are to fight for love, to keep it constant, to love anyway, whether you're in a good or bad mood or had a rough or bad day or anything like that, still give over love, and to reassure the people who rely on your love and who you love, that the love is constant, even when there's fluctuations. And when we can start to do that with an open spirit and without fear of reprisal, without fear of disappointment or being let down or being rejected, when we can start to do that and our love becomes more constant than our moods, then we start to embrace this attribute and we really start to raise ourselves up.